哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名，主内亲爱的那个兄弟姐妹们，大家平安。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I give peace to all of the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
那今天小弟在这边很高兴有这个机会跟大家在这边遵守安息圣日。
Today I'm very happy to have this opportunity to observe the Sabbath with everyone.
有一个家叫做阿哈，他们生了一个小孩。
There's a household, and they had a child.
那当然是一个男孩子，所以他们都很高兴。
They had a son, and they were very happy.
那大家叫他阿宝啊。
And everyone called him precious.
那很不幸，他爸爸妈妈，他很小就去世了。
But unfortunately, his parents passed away when he was young.
这个小孩蛮可怜的长大。
So the child grew up in a very pitiful state.
但是智商又不好。头脑又不是很好。
But he was not very intelligent.
判断事情也不那么敏感。
And he was not very good at making judgments or decisions.
所以久了久了人家叫他阿呆。
So after a while, people started to call him stupid.
那阿呆最后不能做什么，只好去捡破烂。
Later, stupid was not able to do anything, so he could only pick up the trash.
但是很奇怪的，他去捡破烂的时候，垃圾桶里面有人就是散步，有放狗屎，他绝不会捡狗屎，他不会。
And while he was picking up the trash, if he sees any dog poop, he will not pick it up.
他总是捡坏的瓶子啊，或是可以卖的东西。
He would pick up broken bottles or things he can resell.
这是阿呆的那个选择啊，他的拣选。
And this is the choice that this boy made in his life.
因为我们都是活在现在的所谓的世代里面。
We are all living in the modern society.
这个时代，你活在什么时代呢？
What kind of society do you live in?
如果你说我是现代人，那你已经落后了。
If you say I am a modern person, you're already behind.
因为现在已经不是现代了。
Because right now it is no longer the modern times.
现在就是后现代，不是吗？
Aren't we in the postmodern times?
后现代人一个很重要的一个观念就是解构，要把所有的结构把它解散掉。
And in the postmodern society, everyone wants to do away with structure.
所以这我们活在一个很小的地球村里面。
Therefore, we live in a very small globe.
但是每个人的心灵空间又是好像在外太空那么大。
Yet everyone's heart is as big as in outer space.
人跟人之间的距离也就是那么大。
And that is how big the distance between man and man.
我们今天来守安息日。
Today we are here to observe the Sabbath.
我们真耶稣教的信徒。
We are the true Jesus Church members.
你有没有感觉你是活在一个后现代人呢？
Do you feel like you're living in the postmodern world?
后现代人什么都没有标准了。
The postmodern person does not have values or standards.
一切都容许。
All things are permissible.
只要你愿意。
As long as you are willing.
因为这是一个多元的世界。
Because this is a world filled with many things.
所以现在在宗教里面，尤其在基督教，他们也不说你不要去宣道啊。
Within religion, within Christianity, they will say, "Don't preach the gospel."
不是去宣道。
You're not going to evangelize.
你是宗教对话。
We are going to have a talk about religion.
你现在从哈佛一直到最小的不晓得哪个学校。都是在宗教对话，没有说，我们来开一个宣道会议。
From Harvard even into the lowest college, everyone will talk about having a religious communication. No one will talk about evangelizing.
那你真耶稣教会，我们活在这样的一个世代里面。
True Jesus Church members live in such a kind of a world.
我们怎么来面对自己，面对别人，面对前来教派？
How are we going to face ourselves, face others, and face the other denominations?
你走出去，世界上那么多人。
When you walk out, there are so many people in the world.
你是怎么样的地位。
What kind of stature do you hold?
我们先来看历代志上。
Let us turn to 1 Chronicles.
历代志上第一章。
1 Chronicles chapter 1.
第二十八到三十四节
，verse 28 to verse 34，
这是用祭司的眼光来看出人从亚当之后的那个选民的历史。
From the viewpoint of the Levites, this is the genealogy and history of Abraham and his sons.
这个历史，它是用那个家谱来。陈述出来的。
And this history is listed out by the genealogy and the family tree.
二十八节这里特别记载一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
Verse 28 records one person, Abraham.
来讲亚伯拉罕的后代。
He's talking about Abraham's descendants.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
这边说亚伯拉罕的儿子是以撒、以斯玛利。
Tells us the sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael.
好，所以。从这里我们可以看得到亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
From here we see that Abraham had two sons.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
请你念。
Now the sons were born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, were Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan.
Amen. 这里我们可以看到亚伯拉罕的另一个妻子叫做基土拉。
We see one of Abraham's concubine was called Keturah.
那这个基土拉为亚伯兰生了六个孩子。
Keturah bore to Abraham 6 children.
就是新南、约山、米旦、米甸、耶斯巴、苏亚。
Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua.
这六个小孩如果叫亚伯兰爸爸，亚伯兰应该会答应说：“是的，我在这里。”
If these 6 children call Abraham father, I'm sure he will respond to them.
我们看33节的最后一句话。
Let us read the latter half of verse 33.
这都是基土拉的子孙。
All these were the children of Keturah.
34节。
Verse 34. And Abraham begot Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel.
我们看到这是另外记载，亚伯拉罕生的一个儿子就是以撒。
Here it says Abraham bore one son, and that son was Isaac.
那以撒的儿子呢是以扫跟以色列。
And Isaac's sons were Esau and Israel.
我们今天早上就用这一段的圣经来思考一下。
Today we will use this Bible verse for our mutual reflection.
我们先看到历史的事实是怎么样。
Let us look at what the history is.
所以我们看创世纪二十五章。
Let us read Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章一到六节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 1 to 6.
当撒拉去世之后。
After Sarah passed away.
在自然的情况之下。
Under a very natural condition.
这也是神的自然律之下。
This is under the natural plan of God.
亚伯拉罕他有权利再娶一个妻子。
Abraham had the ability to take another wife.
所以。二十五章第一节，亚伯兰娶了一个妻子，名叫基土拉。
So chapter 25 verse 1, Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah.
这个妻子呢，给他生了六个小孩。
And this wife bore to him 6 children.
那这六个小孩呢，第四节最后说，这都是基土拉的子孙。
And in verse 4, it tells us the 6 children, all these were the children of Keturah.
这样的记载让我们有点感觉奇怪。
This recording may make us astonished.
如果你看整个的在记载家谱的过程当中
，Because if you look at the recording of the family tree,
创世纪五章一节
，In Genesis chapter 5 verse 1,
你可以看到圣经在记载都是以那个爸爸为主的。
You can see that the Bible records the genealogy according to the father.
这边说是亚当的后代。
For example, chapter 5 verse 1 says this is the book of the genealogy of Adam.
那你看到第八章之后，你看到是什么？那个挪亚的后代。
And in chapter 8, you will see the genealogy of Noah.
十章哈。
And chapter 10.
韩的后代。
It is the descendants of Ham.
亚佛的后代。
And the descendants of
很少用妈妈的名字说这是什么夏娃的后代，我们好像没有看过这样子的。
Very rarely does the Bible record the genealogy of, from the mother's side. For example, this is the genealogy of Eve.
好，但是这里很特别的说这是基土拉的子孙。
But here it is very unique because it records that these were the children of Keturah.
基土拉是在很自然情况之下 生了这些小孩。
Keturah bore these children naturally.
对，也是亚伯拉罕的孩子们。
And they are also considered the children of Abraham.
所以从二十五章这里我们可以看到亚伯罕有六个小孩。
So from chapter 25, we see that Abraham had six children.
亚伯罕有没有爱他们？
Did Abraham love them?
有。
He did.
所以你看第六节，二十五章六节。
So in chapter 25, verse 6, you can see
亚伯罕把财物分给他庶出的众子。
Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubines.
所以他们也有得到亚伯拉罕的照顾。
They were also able to receive the care of Abraham.
整个世界是神所创造的。
The entire world is created by God.
所有人类都是神造的。
All humankind is created by God.
他们不是从魔鬼来的。
They did not come from Satan.
只是他们有的是不听神的话。
Some of them do not obey the words of God.
世界上你所看到的那所有人的话都是自然生的，只要在神的定律之下，男女结婚就会生小孩。
If you look at all the people in
the world, 这是神的定律。
They were all born through God's plan. If there is a man and a woman together, they will naturally bear a child.
一切我们认为所谓的自然律，其实都是神的定律啊。
All things we think are natural are actually God, from God.
神定下来的，你只要在这个神的自然律之下，你就会生存。
God has set this, so if you follow God's natural law, then you will survive.
所以神出太阳，造好人也造坏人呢。
That is why God allowed the sun to shine upon those who are good and those who are wicked.
神下雨也给义人，也给不义的人。
God gives the rain both to the righteous and the wicked.
这是神的自然的爱。
This is God's natural love.
这也是一种约。
This is also a covenant.
所以在耶利米书三十三章记载着，这就是神所定的昼夜之约，也就是自然之约，也是一个神的约。
So in Jeremiah chapter 33, it tells us that this is the natural covenant God has made.
所以神也是爱这些人。
Therefore, God also loves these people.
好，这是亚伯兰第一个孩子们。
This is the first set of children from Abraham.
用我们现在的话来讲的话，也就是在神的创造之下的所有世界的人，神爱他们。
So we can say that this is likened to all the people in the world that God has created. God also loves them.
神只要把空气拿走的话，这个世界人撑多久？神不爱他们吗？
If God takes away the air, how long can people live? Are you saying God does not love them?
所以自然人有六个，神也是爱他们。
So there are six natural sons, and God also loved them.
我们再看加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
加拉太书四章二十一节。
Galatians 4, chapter 1.
这边记载着，你这愿意在律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？因为律法上记着说亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，圣经记载说在这里说亚伯罕有两个儿子。
Here in verse 22 it says Abraham had two sons.
这在什么样的状况之下来讲的呢？
Under what condition is it saying this?
如果你愿意在律法之下，那你就可以，你可以坦然的说亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
If you desire to be under the law, then you can boldly say that Abraham had two sons.
那这两个孩子。不一样是他们的妈妈不一样。
And the difference between the two sons are their mothers.
一个是使女生的。
One was born by a bond woman.
一个是自主之妇人生的。
The other was by a free woman.
那使女生的是出于血气。
The one born from the bond woman is born according to the flesh.
自主之妇人生的呢是按着应许生的。
And he of the free woman through promise.
在律法下。
Under the law.
律法是好的。
The law is good.
律法原本是出于神的。
The law was originally from God.
只是有人误用了或是用错了。
The man misused the law or misinterpreted it.
我们知道被神取名字的人谁先开始？
Who was originally named by God?
还没生下来就要给他取个名字了。
Before they were even born, they were given a name.
以实玛利。
And this was Ishmael.
什么是以实玛利？
What does Ishmael mean?
听见了，神听见了。
It means to hear. God has
heard. 神听见了他的苦情了。
God has heard his suffering.
所以这个小孩是还没生下来就是在哭的。
This child, before he was even born, he was crying.
是血气生的。
For he was born of the flesh.
在血气生，就好像主耶稣在约翰福音第一章所说的。
To be born of the flesh is similar to what Jesus said in John
chapter 1. 约翰福音第一章这里，主耶稣讲了很多的生的方式。
In John chapter 1, Jesus talked about many things of God.
一种是血气生的。
And one is to be born from the flesh.
一种是情欲生的。
And one to be born of the lust.
一种是人意生的。
And to be born of the will of
man. 就一种是从神生的。
But only one is born from God.
以实玛利是在血气生的。
Ishmael was also born from flesh.
神有没有爱他？
Did God love him?
神爱他。
God loved him.
亚伯人有没有爱他？
Did Abraham love him?
也有啊。
Abraham also loved
神爱所有的人。
For God loves all the people.
甚至那些血气生的，神也用爱来爱他们。
Even those who are born from flesh, God uses His love to love them.
我们回想到以实玛利的故事啊。
Let us think back to the story of Ishmael.
当他妈妈刚怀孕的时候，被赶出去了。
When his mother was pregnant, she was cast out.
谁把她叫回来的？
Who called her back?
神呢？
It was God.
神爱她，你回来。
God loved her. He told her to return.
后来呢，要被赶出去了。
Later, she was going to be cast out again.
世界很悲惨的事情就是在这个时候。
It was such a sad tragedy.
妈妈，小孩对哭啊。
The mother and the child were both weeping.
因为他们已经没有吃，没有喝了。
For they had nothing to eat and nothing to drink.
世界上很悲惨的，妈妈看着自己小孩要死，这是很悲惨的事情。
This is the most tragic thing in the world for a mother to watch her own child suffer.
神又来了。
But God came again.
让他们眼睛明亮了。
God allowed them to see.
看到水井了。
So they were able to see water.
神有没有爱他们？
Did God love them?
也爱。
God loved them.
但是他们是血气生的。
But they were born from flesh.
我们如果再回想，血气生是在创世纪十六章。
If we think about being born from flesh, we can refer to Genesis chapter 16.
创世纪十六章第一节。
Genesis chapter 16, verse 1.
生小孩是年纪越大越大越大越没有希望。
If you want to bear children, the older you get, the less hope you have.
这边记载说亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿子。
Here tells us that Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children.
然后撒来就对亚伯兰说了。
So Sarah said to Abraham,
神使我不能生育。
God has restrained me from bearing children.
他把责任推给神。
She put the responsibility on God.
神是不是要让她不能生育？
Is it that God did not want her to bear children?
是的。
It is true.
但是是现在。
But it was at that current time.
不是以后。
It is not for the future.
要等啊。
You have to wait.
这时候他们已经86岁。
At this time, they were 86 years
对,
old.
对86岁不能生。
For a person who is 86 and cannot bear children, God restrained them from bearing.
因为要等候神的时候,
for you have to wait for the timing of God.
还要再等14年呢。
And they had to wait additional 14 years.
以后就会生了。
In the future, they will bear children.
但是人等不及啊。
But man cannot wait.
就把妾给他了。
Therefore, she gave him his concubine.
这就是血气的了。
This is from the flesh.
第四节啊。
Verse 4.
亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕。
So he went into Hagar and she conceived.
血气的事情有时候很快马上就有应验了，不是应验，就马上有成果。
Sometimes things of the flesh will have a result very rapidly.
我们不是看到世界上有很多的教派吗？
Don't we see many denominations and religions in the world?
如果这个教主很有魄力，很有头脑，很会做事。
If this religion had a lot of power and had a lot of intelligence in doing things,
很有魅力
and they are very attractive,
一个一个教会就出来了
then One by one, the churches will appear.
他们也是拜独一神的吧？有的。
They also worship the one true God.
他们也是以亚伯兰为父的。
They also call Abraham as father.
以天上的神为神呢、啊、
？They also think the heavenly father as their God.
但是问题是在这里，神其实如果这个时候神出一手说停，亚伯兰就不敢了。
At this time, if God appeared and said to Abraham, "Stop," then Abraham would not continue.
神没有啊。
But God did not do so.
当你在想夏甲要进到亚伯兰房间的时候，神如果派一个天使挡着，不准，世界就不会乱到现在了。
If Hagar was about to enter Abraham's room and an angel appeared and said stop, then things would not have happened the way it did.
没有。
But these things did not happen.
你不要再问为什么。
Don't keep asking why.
我也不知道。
I don't know either.
我只知道神就是这样子。
I only know that this is what God did.
神有更高的旨意。
For God has a higher purpose.
但是你人不可以违反神的旨意。
But as a human, you should not go against the will of God.
血气也会生小孩。
Out of the flesh, you will also bear children.
自然也生小孩。
Naturally, you will conceive.
但是这些都不是应许的。
But all of these are not according to the promise.
神老早就应许亚伯兰要生小孩。
Long ago, God had already promised that Abraham would bear child. 以我们现在来说 for us today,
有很多人在拜神。
There are many people who are worshiping God.
一些自然人在拜神，有时候你看他们拜神的那种心，让人很感动啊。
There are a lot of natural people worshiping God, and their fervency will sometimes move you.
有的人离那个庙，或是离他要拜的地方十公里，就开始用跪的，脚都磨破了。
Or some people, they may live near the temple, and while they're going to the temple, they are crawling there, that their knees are scratched.
多少人为了他们的宗教，为了他们神不娶不嫁，牺牲一切。
How many people for their religion and for their gods have given up their all?
就是同样的信耶稣的。
Especially for even for those who believe in the Lord.
以同样信耶稣的也很多人啊，他们真的全心投入了。
If you look at Christians, there are many people who've given of themselves wholeheartedly.
那我们呢?
What about us?
有时候我们会自己讲，我们没比他们好啊。
Sometimes we will say we are not as good as they are.
我们奉献也没那么，那么，心智也没那么好。
We don't give tithe as much as they do.
我们的行为没比他们好。
And our actions are not as good as theirs.
比到最后，我们好像走不出去。
If we come comparing ourselves with them, then we are afraid to walk out.
那我们来想一想。
But let us think.
神应许亚伯拉罕。
God promised Abraham.
要生一个小孩。
That he would bear a child.
我们来创世纪二十二章第一节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 1.
这些事之后呢，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就叫亚伯拉罕。
After these things came to pass, God tested Abraham and said to
Abraham. 二十二章第一节。
Chapter 22 verse 1.
神说：“你带着你的儿子。”
God said, "Now take your son."
当时对儿子是相当重视的。
That time he loved his son.
这个儿子不是十个里面的一个。
This son was not one of the ten.
就是你独生的儿子。
This is your only son.
在神的眼光，亚伯拉罕只有一个儿子。
From God's viewpoint, Abraham only had one son.
好了，独生的儿子若是毁类败类的话。
If your only son was someone who was wicked,
那也就算了，好吧，给了。
Then you might be willing to give him up.
并且这个儿子是你所爱的以撒。
But the son is the one you love, Isaac.
这三个条件加在一起啊。
You add up all of these three criteria.
儿子。
Son.
独生的。
The only son.
所爱的。
The one you love.
所以在神的眼光，亚伯拉罕只有一个儿子。
From God's viewpoint,Abraham only had one son.
以我们现在来讲，
if we take this for today,
虽然在宗教界里面都是在拜神，
even though in the world of religion everyone is worshiping God,
不一样在哪里？
No matter where they are,
妈妈不一样，
the mother is different.
基图拉是一个妈妈，
Keturah was a mother.
夏甲是一个妈妈，
and Hagar was also a mother.
撒拉是一个妈妈。
And Sarah is also a mother.
从圣经我们知道。
From the Bible we know.
教会就是妈妈。
The church is the mother.
所以加拉太书告诉我们。
Therefore, in Galatians, it tells us.
天上的耶路撒冷是我们的母亲。
The heavenly Jerusalem is our mother.
天上耶路撒冷是什么呢？
What is the heavenly Jerusalem?
希伯来书十二章告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 12 tells us.
你来到的地方就是天上的耶路撒冷。
The place that you've come to is the heavenly Jerusalem.
你现在就是坐在天上，你就是坐在天上耶路撒冷。
Right now you're sitting in heaven, you're sitting in the heavenly Jerusalem.
就是真耶稣教会。
Which is the true Jesus Church.
所以我们跟别的不一样是在哪里？
So how are we different from others?
因为我们是在真耶稣教会里面。
Because we are in the true Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会把你生出来。
The true Jesus Church has born you.
你怎么被生出来？
How were you born?
怎么生你？
How were you born?
你什么时候被生？
When were you born?
所以你是应许的小孩。
You are the children of promise.
因为你在真耶稣教会。受洗了
because you have been baptized in the true Jesus Church. 所
以希伯来书说，我们来到了天上的耶路撒冷，就是锡安山。
Therefore, Hebrew tells us we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, which is Mount Zion.
应许一定要时间。
The promise takes time.
神应许亚伯拉罕经过了很长的时间呐。
God gave Abraham a promise, and it took time to fulfill.
从他第二次被呼召。一直到他生出小孩有二十五年了。
From the second time he was called till he bore of Isaac, there was 25 years.
这是一个漫长的 年日啊。
This is a very long time.
真耶稣教一样。
This is the same for True Jesus Church.
所以在应许当中，一定有应许的地点、应许的时间、应许的内容。
While you are under the promise, there is a set time for the promise, a set place, and also a set content.
亚伯拉罕有三类的小孩。
Abraham had three sets of children.
最多的六个是自然之力当中生出来的。
And the most bountiful set of children he had was born naturally.
有两个是在律法之下来看的。
And two of them was born under the law.
就一个是在神的应许之下生的。
But one was born under the promise of God.
亚伯拉罕的这个角色是相当特别的。
Abraham played a unique role.
当神把他召出来的时候，是他要成为大国，并且全世界人因他得福。
For when God called him out, he was going to make him a great nation, and all people will be blessed through him.
所以在加拉太书第三章二十八节告诉我们。
So in Galatians chapter 3 verse 28 it tells us.
到最后呢，我们是要那二十九节照着应许要承受产业。
Verse 29, according to the promise, we shall be heirs.
我们受洗就成为在主耶稣基督里面就成为亚伯拉罕的后裔了。
When we are baptized, then according to Christ, we are the descendants of Abraham.
已经不再分了。
We are no longer separate.
所以在用这样的一个象征性的意义来看的话，用象征性的意义来看的话，象征 symbolic meaning.
Oh, if we look at the symbolic meaning.
全世界在拜神的事上就分这三类的人了。
Everyone who is worshipping God in the world can be categorized into these three.
直到我们现在。
Till us today.
我们知道哈。
We know.
使徒行传保罗的最后一句话。
In Acts, what was Paul's last words?
我们看使徒行传二十八章二十八节。
Let us read Acts chapter 28.
保罗的最后一句话。
Acts 28:28. What was Paul's last words?
是结束了使徒时代的一句话。
It was a phrase that ended all of the apostolic age. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it.
你听英文应该比我更清楚哈。在时态里面是分两个的。
And there is a division of two.
就 tense 哈。
The ten.
第一个是用完成式嘛，不是吗？现在完成式。
Therefore, let it be known to you.
Perfect present.
The perfect
tense.
Oh, the perfect tense.
这个救恩已经是传给外邦了。
This salvation has been sent to the Gentiles.
是什么？
Has been sent.
对 ，has been sent 就是完成式嘛。
Which is the perfect tense.
那这些外邦人什么时候来听
？And when will the Gentiles hear of it？
它是用未来式啊。
It is in the future tense.、
就是来预言一个将来要发生的事情。
It is prophesizing what will happen in the future.、
什么时候发生
？When will it happen？、
以后会发生。
It will happen in the future.
保罗时候还没发生。
It did not occur yet in the time of Paul.、
这就是我们所知道的，就是这个记载在末世圣徒的生活指南书里面，就是启示录。
And this is written、in the book about the end times, which is the book of Revelation.
所以启示录一开始就说这是耶稣基督的启示。
That is why when book of Revelation begins, it says this is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
要将必要快成的事指示他的仆人。
And he wants to show all these things to his servants.、
就是给我们每个人、
It is for all of us.
因为我们每个人都是神的仆人，对不对？
For all of us are the servants of God.、
这几天很为我们煮饭的，他是煮饭的仆人。那个地这么干净，有人来吸地啊，都是仆人。所以要煮饭以前要先读读启示录。
So these past
除非你认为我不是仆人呢、
So these past few days, those who cooked are the servants, and those who vacuumed are also the servants.
因为耶稣主耶稣把这个启示给你啊，你拒绝这个是没有道理的嘛。
Jesus Christ has given you the book of Revelations, so you should not reject it.
那启示告诉我们。
And Revelation tells us.
这个启示录是在那个使徒时代已经快过去的时候写的。主后95年。
This book was written 95 years after the death of Christ, and it was、near the end of the apostolic times. At that time, Paul was no longer around.
第七章我们知道。
And in chapter 7, we know.
末世的时候，我们都很清楚的，从日出之地上来一个神的使者。
And we know、in chapter 7 that、there is an angel that comes from the Lord.
我们是应许生的。
We are born from the promise.
真耶稣教是应许生的。
True Church is born from the promise.
在末世的日出之地。
In the end times.
日出之地是东方吗？
It is from the east.
日出之地绝对没有人说是美国了。
No one will say it is the America, the United States.、
也不会说是德国。
And they will not say it is Germany.、
我们就知道1917年从中国真耶稣教会出来。
We know that the True Jesus Church was established in China in 1976.、
这是一个应许的时间。
This is the promised time.
这是一个应许的地点。
And this is the promised place.
但是最重要的是什么？它有应许的内容。
But most important, what is the content of that promise?、
你是在真耶稣教会生的。
You are born in the True Jesus Church.
借着教会，主耶稣的宝血，借着教会的被差遣，主耶稣的宝血临到你，在洗礼的时候。
Through the sending of the True Jesus Church, Jesus Christ's blood was in the baptism.
我们知道，这是舍命的爱啊。
And we know this is the love that comes from sacrificing
itself. 全世界没有像你这么有身价的人。
There is no one else in the whole world that is as precious as you are.
有时候我们到超级市场看那个小孩子的尿片啊，如果本来一包，他后来呢为了促销多加了十包，价钱一样，哇，你买了十包回家了，因为那是什么样？有加价的货品嘛，加值的，不是吗？
Sometimes you're in the grocery store and you might be shopping for some diapers, and then you see that、one set of diapers give you 10 free diapers, and you think it is worth the value.
有的那个职业运动员呢、他年薪讲不出来，不知道几百万吧，有好像有千万的，那身价很高嘛，不是吗？
And there are some very young athletes who make、a couple of million.They're worth a lot.
所以世界上有很多很有身价的人。
So there are a lot of people who are worth a lot in the world.
我们都很羡慕，对不对？
And we may admire them very much.
但是你很少看你自己啊。
But you seldom look at yourself.
世界上有没有一个人像你这么有身价的？
Is there anyone in the world who is as precious as you are?
没有哎。
No.
谁比你身价高？
Who is more valuable than you?
你的身体是耶稣用宝血把你买来的嘞。
For your body was bought with the precious blood of Jesus.
你的身，你虽然你说啊，我这个没有用了，只是那个一美金的身体啊，一美金是很便宜的，对不对？一线好了。
You may say, "Oh, my, I'm not worth anything. I'm less than a dollar, or less than one penny."
但是你的家值多少？
But how much is your family worth?
耶稣的宝血，你出价多少？
How much is the blood of Jesus Christ worth?
这看你的眼光了。
This depends on your eyesight.
魔鬼用全世界跟全世界的荣华要来换。
Satan wants to exchange it for all the glory of the entire world.
那个坏蛋都出这么高价了。
Satan is able to give such a good price.
你不要学犹大。
But do not learn from Judah.
犹大实在是目光如豆，比魔鬼差太多了，他三十块钱就打发掉了。
But Judas gave such a poor price. He sold Jesus for 30 shekels.
你不要忘记你是重身价的。
Don't forget you were bought with a great
price. 因为你是应许的小孩。
For you are the child of promise.
独一的小孩。
You are the only son.
耶稣用宝血把你买来的。
Jesus Christ bought you with his blood.
你的身体身上有耶稣的宝血。
Your life and your body has the blood of Christ.
全世界换不到你的身体的。
There's nothing that can exchange you for the whole world.
So Paul says,
in our lives we must glorify God.
因为我们是接受了洗礼。
For we have received the baptism.
洗礼之后，你常常记住我，这是全世界最有身价的人在哪里？在这里。
After you are baptized, you have to remind yourself who is the most valuable person in the world.
我们常常价值观被迷惑了。
Many times we are confused with our standard of values.
哇，这个。明星很有身价，这个运动员很有身价，哇，这个政治家很有身价，这个那个什么学术，哇，很有身价，你都忘记你这个是无价。
You will say, "Oh, this movie star is worth so much, and that athlete is worth so much, and so is worth so much that you forget that you are priceless."
因为你是应许的小孩。
For you are the child of promise.
应许妈妈生的。
You came from the promised mother.
最近我去一个地方，只说两三天洗一次澡，但是天天要洗脚。
Recently, I went to a place where I can only take a shower 2 to 3 days, but I would wash my feet every day.
他们那边就是这样子了，天天洗脚，我还是不有点不太习惯，但是给我一个很大的震惊。
And this is the practice that they have there, where they will wash their feet every day.
在那个。我不小心看到一个故事，不是在报纸上看到一个新闻。
And I saw a piece of news in the newspaper.
每年在伦敦有一个 auction 哈。
So every year in London there is an auction.
那就是看全世界哪一个脚哈最有价值。
And they will see who has the most valuable feet in the world.
那大部分去的都是那个模特了哈。
And everyone who goes, they will have.Most people who go are models.
去年是一个德国的模特得到，我不小心看到，但他那个脚不是，我没有记错了，几亿啊，就是那个保险公他的，他那家公司要替他保那么多，一双脚呢几亿块啊。
And so the winner last year was a German model, and the insurance has her feet valued for several billion.
那双脚如果一百年给你，你敢要吗
？But if they gave you this pair of feet in 100 years, would you want it？
我看不要了，在80年给你，你也不敢要了，因为他一定死了。中国人说百年嘛，百年死了，一双死脚给你啊。
And I think even if
死人脚一双，虽然曾经是全世界最漂亮、最有价值的脚。
And even if we gave you this pair of feet in 80 years, you don't want it because she would have passed away by then and you would have inherited a pair of dead feet.
所以我在那个地方洗脚的时候，我捧起我的脚哈，我想说这个脚实在是全世界最怎么样，最贵的脚，因为跟主耶稣有份了。
And while I was washing my feet there, I said, my feet are the most valuable in the world because I have part with Jesus.
虽然我自己洗脚，但是主耶稣洗过的这双脚。
Even though I'm washing my own feet, I know that Jesus has washed my feet before.
你有没有感觉世界最漂亮的最的脚是你的脚？
Do you feel that you have the most beautiful feet in the world?
因为你是应许的小孩。
Because you are the children of promise.
耶稣洗过的脚。
You have feet that were washed by Jesus.
所以你往下想，你会很感谢的。
If you keep thinking in this way, you will be very thankful.
我又是听到不少人讲说，哦，他很有钱啊，因为他所是，你不要看他穿的破破烂烂，他手上呢有那个股票不晓得多少，我自己也不，我对这个一点都一窍不通。他意思是说，吃十代人也吃不完了。
And there was one time I met a person, and they said, oh, don't look at how he dresses, but he has a lot of money. He has a lot of stocks that are worth a lot.
什么会升股指啊，什么东西的，我倒不太知道。什么股票会升股指啊？
And the stocks will give dividends.
好了，那我在想，哎，我没有啊，这个。
And I thought, oh, I don't have any of these.
但是我的有价证金应该比他更有钱啊，
But I thought 更有价值啊。I thought to myself, I am probably more valuable.
有一天这个世界会过去的。
For one day, this world will pass away.
我不是说他很有钱不好了，也是非常好，但是我不会说感觉说自己很卑微啊，很好像，因为我比他更多。
I'm not saying that it is not good for this person to have a lot of money, but I'm saying that I would not feel that I'm very lowly compared to him because I feel that I have much more.
你们也一样啊。
It is the same with you.
你有得到圣灵吗？
You have received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是得天国产业的凭据哦。
Holy Spirit is the guarantee to the heavenly inheritance.
他的有价证件跟你的有价证件是不能比的。
You cannot compare his worth with your worth.
这就是因为你在真耶稣教会。
And it is only because you are in the true
Jesus Church. 你得到应许的圣灵。
You have received the promised Holy Spirit.
只有在真耶稣教会。
Only in the true Jesus Church.
至少到目前我所遇到的。
At least for up to now, from what I have seen.
我们会讲说啊，什么灵恩派啊，这个派又那个派。
We may say, well, there is this Pentecostal denomination or that
当然
one.
我经验不多啊。
Of course, my experience is very limited.
但是我的经验里面都是一样的。
But from my experience, they are all the same.
无论在非洲或是在德国。
Regardless in Africa or in
Germany. 无论是哪一个灵恩派的，他如果说得到圣灵。
Regardless of what Pentecostal movement it is, if they say they have received the Holy Spirit.
先让他看圣经。
Let them read the Bible.
他如果不同意那个得救的要道。
And if they do not believe in the way of salvation,
他不会说阿们。
They will not say amen.
那个灵就不是真理的圣灵。
Then you know that the spirit is not the spirit of the Holy Spirit.
虽然他说有圣灵。
So even though they say they have the Holy Spirit,
我目前所遇到的，我一定奉主耶稣名赶鬼。
From what I've seen so far, I will say, I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
到目前为止，他们都趴在地上。
And up till now, every one of them will fall to the ground.
你不要被迷惑。
Do not be deceived.
当你说哇，他行为很好，什么都很好，你被他迷惑之后怎么样？整个教会迷惑掉。
You may say he has such a good character, he has such a good behavior, then you will be deceived by them, and if you are deceived, the entire church will be deceived.
有一个圣洁会的，就是那个五旬节教派的。
And there was a person who is also from the Pentecostal churches.
到德国去了，参加我们聚会。
And he went to Germany and he attended our services.
信徒都说他讲的跟我们一样。
And all the believers said he speaks just like one of us.
那时候我没有回去。
At that time I was not there.
我心里说怎么会这样子
？And I thought in my heart, how can this be?
我回去跟他谈一谈。
When I returned, I talked to him.
他只是强调说一样，一样，一样。
He keeps emphasizing that we are the same, we are the same.
耶稣的爱一样。
The love of Jesus is the same.
但是你被耶稣爱的不一样。
But even though you're loved by Jesus, you're different.
你认识耶稣吗？
Do you really know God?
但是耶稣不认识你啊。
But Jesus does not know you.
我跟他讲的我们的五大教义，他不认为这应该是这样子。
I talked to him about our five basic doctrines, and he did not believe it should be thus.
好了，他也照常来祷告了。
And he also came forward to pray.
再到前面来祷告。
He even came to the very front.
我去了，奉主圣名赶鬼。
And I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I cast out Satan.
他马上趴下去。
Immediately he fell to the ground.
祷告完之后，他说我没有圣灵，跟人不一样。我说老早就不一样了。如果你是真的圣灵，应许的圣灵的话，会听神的话。不要用这个迷糊啊。
After the prayer, he said, I don't have the Holy Spirit. And I said, you never had the Holy Spirit. If you had the Holy Spirit, you will listen to the word of God.
只有应许的小孩才有应许的圣灵。
Only those who are the promised children will have the promised Holy Spirit.
因为我们是在真耶稣教会生的。
Because we are born in the true Jesus Church.
我们很知道。
And therefore we know.
我们现在是在享受一个神给我们的安息圣日。
We are enjoying the Sabbath day that the Lord has given to us.
我们在圣餐里面盼望着我们身体会复活。
In the Holy Communion, we have hope that our bodies will one day resurrect.
我们相信，就像耶稣一样，耶稣的复活也是成为我们要复活的样子。
And we believe that how Jesus Christ resurrected is how we will one day resurrect.
因为我们是应许的小孩。
For we are the children of promise.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn
351首
351.